All right, we are going to reconvene as 1:31 and bringing us to item number 15. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval to authorize the county manager to sign an extension to an existing contract between Story County and Silver State Government Relations in the amount of $4,000 per month for lobbying and government affairs services during the 2021 Nevada Interim Study Session. Austin Osborne, you have the floor.
All right, Mr. Chairman, Austin Osborne. On this one, the packet is pretty self-explanatory. We've had Will Adler with Silver State Government Relations providing lobbying services for us on Innovation Zone-related legislation over the last year. We'd like to continue his contract until January 5th of 2022. That would be the entire duration of the interim study period. And I think the rest of it explains what he would be doing as far as reviewing legislation, lobbying, helping us, guiding us, etc.
Sounds good. Is there any public comment regarding item number 15? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin? You're on mute, sir.
I'm so sorry. Yes, sir, I was. In the interest of an abundance of caution, and I'm not absolutely certain, but I believe at this point it would be prudent if I recuse from discussions or voting on this particular issue. And again, I'm not on the skinny branches, but I believe in the interest of caution, it would be proper if I did that. Like if Keith wants to weigh in, I'm happy with that, but otherwise I'm going to recuse.
Sounds good to me, Lance. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions for Austin?
No, thank you.
Nor do I. So with that said, would you entertain a motion?
I will. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to authorize the county manager to sign an extension to an existing contract between Story County and Silver State Government Relations in the amount of $4,000 per month for lobbying and government affairs services during the 2021 Nevada Interim Study Session.
All right, and I will second that motion. So there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much. Moving right along to item number 16. This is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval regarding resolution number 21-624, granting the Comstock Cemetery Foundation, Inc., a nonprofit entity, a sum not to exceed $25,000 for the purpose of preserving the historic cemeteries of the Comstock Historic District. Honey Tapley.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yep. You got a good idea?
I hope so. And Mr. Loomis, maybe if you can let me know if this is proper or not. I was wondering if it would... if
hold on.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
This one?
Too early.
Thank you. My bad. Sorry.
Yep. Wait till Jennifer's up. All right. Honey, do you have the floor?
Honey Tapley, for the record, as with the other nonprofits that Story County provides support to, the Comstock Cemetery Foundation is requesting support in the amount of $25,000. This agenda item is the resolution for your consideration.
All right. Thank you for that, honey. Is there any public comment regarding this item? Remember, if you're out there in Zoom land, you can use star 6 to unmute yourself or the raise your hand feature. Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding item number 16?
No questions.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, you?
No. Was this one that we just had not tackled yet? Or is this a continuation of a previous item in regards to funding the Cemetery Foundation?
I will defer to Austin for this.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner Austin Osborne. And thank you, honey, for presenting this. She's been involved with this as well. The cemetery, each year, it's just like those other nonprofits, Fourth Ward School, you name it. They would use this money for whatever purposes they find appropriate, staffing, equipment, materials, whatever, for restoration of the cemetery. There's some things we're working out as far as structure. We'll be coming back to the board on a few things on that. But this will get them started, and it is consistent with prior years. The amount and the purpose, just structure it a little bit differently and consistent with the other nonprofits.
Any other questions, Vice Chair?
No. It looks like I may have to craft a motion from scratch here. The recommended motion is...
There is a motion on there, or...
It's not in the normal form, is it?
My commissioner motion to approve resolution. Oh, hold on. I think I'm on the wrong one. Sorry about that.
It'll be page 126.
What item?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's just not. It's just not the way I'm motion. It's fine. I think I can do it.
Hold on, Mr. Grace. Do you mind holding one moment?
It's page 126.
Okay.
Sometimes I wonder if they do that on purpose.
I think it, yeah.
Throw us for a loop.
Yeah. Well. One moment.
We got all day, Austin.
Okay.
It's fine. It's
you could take the agenda language and just put I commissioner motion for, and I think you'd be in good shape.
I got you.
Okay.
You ready for that?
I'm ready. Sure.
All right. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 21-624, granting the Comstock Cemetery Foundation, Inc., a nonprofit entity, a sum not to exceed $25,000 for the purpose of preserving the historic cemeteries of the Comstock Historic District.
I'll second your motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that, honey. Moving right along to item number 17, and this would be a great time for your wonderful idea.
Thank you. So, Mr. Loomis, I was going to ask if it would be appropriate and if it would require a motion to consider these augmentation resolutions in batches, so that we consider as one agenda item and take comment and discussion for all of the county-related ones, and then a separate item for the fire-related ones, and a separate item for the water board-related ones, as opposed to doing each of them individually, because there's so many, but they have basically the same purpose.
I think you could do that if you will reference the individual resolutions that are accomplishing the augmentations.
Okay.
Consideration possible approval of resolutions 21617, 21618, 21619, 21620, for example, to augment. Maybe consideration possible approval of resolution 21617 to augment the Story County Justice Court fund in the amount of $20,000. If you go through the agenda items and put them together, I think you can do it.
Okay. I'll start working on making sure that a motion will meet that requirement. Would we need to make some sort of official motion to consider it in that way, or is that at the pleasure of the chair to consider these together?
I think that would be at the pleasure of the chair.
All right. Well, it'll be my pleasure. So
16 through 21, I believe, is our first item.
17 through 21?
Yeah, 17 through 21. Our first batch.
All right. So we're going to go items 17 through 21. consideration and possible approval of resolution number 21-617 to augment the Story County Justice Court Fund pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $20,000. Item number 18, consideration and possible approval of resolution number 21-618 to augment the Story County Grant Fund pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $55,000. Item number 19, consideration and possible approval of resolution number 21-619 to augment the Story County Drug Court Fund pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $220. Item number 20, which is consideration and possible approval of resolution number 21-620 to augment the Story County Emergency Mitigation Fund pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $750,000. And item number 21, consideration and possible approval of transfers within the 2020 to 2021 Story County budget in the amount of $214,467 from the general fund, 3,000 from the Road Fund, $12,000 from VCTC, all with a net adjustment of $0 in total expenses, pursuant to NRS 354.598005. Jennifer McCain, you have the floor on these five motions.
Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller, for the record. Good afternoon. See if I can go through my notes and give you just the tidbits you need to hear.
Sure.
So NRS 354.598005 provides this procedure so that we can adjust and augment the current budget as necessary due to unforeseen circumstances or unbudgeted resources. So the Justice Court Fund is a special revenue fund that is at the pleasure of the Justice of the Peace to use under specific NRS guidelines. This current fiscal year, we had an unanticipated higher revenue, and therefore the Justice of the Peace is spending this higher revenue of $20,000 to complete paying for the court smart system at the new Justice Court. So we will raise the revenues as well as raise the expenses.
Great.
In all of these. The grant fund, we had an excess of $55,000 more in grants than we budgeted for. These grants, all of our grants paid for GIS mapping of historic structures on the Comstock, SCBA equipment for the fire district, baggage scanner for the Justice Court Center, gas monitors for the fire district, and Piper's Opera House structure report. Again, this $55,000, we will raise the revenue as well as raise the expenses. Drug court is an in-and-out fund. We had more revenues coming in, which meant that we needed to pay out more, and this is a total of $220. Emergency mitigation augmentation is mainly due to the CARES Act money. We received approximately $750,000 that we then put out extra expenses to retrofit our county offices and buildings for CDC guidelines, to purchase extra cleaning products that we used within county government. We also distributed these to local merchants, schools, and residents as necessary. It allowed us to hire extra help for specialized cleaning, and we also gave grants to local merchants who are also struggling through this pandemic. In the Story County General Fund, we are doing no augmentations. We are transferring funds, whether that be from contingency, which is our first section. The contingency account, we took $214,467. We gave, we moved $173,467 to the clerk treasurer's office. $2,000 was for health benefits, $22,000 were for election expenses that were COVID-related, $15,000 was for extra bank charges that we assumed due to COVID, $36,567 was for a records management project that was budgeted last fiscal year but extended into the current fiscal year, $7,900 was for various maintenance agreements. We also had $90,000 in refund due to the changeover of our DevNet system, and we had several overpayments and taxes that needed to be refunded. The clerk treasurer and I are currently looking at a different situation for that, and hopefully we won't be having an exorbitant expense in refunds. We also gave $22,000 to the administrative department, or HR, and that was mainly due to wages being over budget for various staffing changes and overlap of staff. The sheriff's department is receiving $10,000 because there was a higher than anticipated increase in liability insurance. Emergency management will see a transfer of $1,000. This is also due to a higher than anticipated insurance cost. Justice Court will be receiving a transfer of $3,000. She had several items that were over budget. We are going to transfer this money into the professional services line item, which will keep her service and supplies section of her budget within what we actually budgeted for. The service department will receive $2,000 from contingency. This is due to staffing changes within public works as a whole. IT will receive $3,000, also due to staffing changes. Then we had several transfers that happened within the same department. Buildings and grounds was transferring $10,000 from their service and supplies section into the employee benefits. This is due to staffing changes within public works. The district attorney's office is transferring $9,600 from their professional services into wages and their benefits section. This is due to a budgeting error that we made prior to the budget. Communications is transferring $57,000 from their service and supplies section into their wages. This is mainly due to not sufficient amounts of overtime being budgeted, and as well, some of that money is going into their benefits due to some staffing changes. The service department is transferring a total of $4,500 from their service and supplies into their benefits areas. This is due to staffing changes. And IT is transferring $4,000 within their service and supplies into wages for the same reason, staffing changes. Then we have the roads and VCTC, which they are transferring funds within their own fund. Roads is transferring $3,000 from their employee benefits into wages due to overtime not being budgeted. VCTC has $12,000 transfer coming from their special events into their employee benefits, which is also due to an error in not budgeting enough insurance under their employees. And with that, we have reached item 21.
Fantastic. Is there any public comment regarding items number 17 through 21? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
I'm not. I'm good to go.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
Good to go.
I do not have any questions either. So with that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, your super motion would be much appreciated.
All right. Here we go. I, Commissioner Mitchell, pursuant to NRS 354.598005, move to approve the following. Resolution number 21-617 to augment the Story County Justice Court Fund in the amount of $20,000. Approval of resolution number 21-618 to augment the Story County Grant Fund in the amount of $55,000. Resolution number 21-619 to augment the Story County Drug Court Fund in the amount of $220. Resolution number 21-620 to augment the Story County Emergency Mitigation Fund in the amount of $750,000. And approval of transfers within the 2020-2021 Story County budget in the amount of $214,467 in the general fund, $3,000 in the road fund, $12,000 in the VCTC, all with a net adjustment of $0.00 to total expenses.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that, Jennifer. Moving right along to item number 22. This is to recess to adjourn as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. Bringing us to item number 23. Discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of resolution number 21-621 to augment the 474 Fire District Capital Projects Fund pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $340,000. Item number 24, Consideration and possible approval of transfer of funds within the 474 Fire District General Fund in the amount of $182,988 and the resolution number 21-622 to augment the 474 Fire District General Fund pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $317,020. And item number 25, which is consideration and possible approval of resolution number 21-623 to augment the 474 Fire District Mutual Aid Fund pursuant to NRS 354.598005 in the amount of $300,000. Jennifer?
Okay, the Fire Capital Projects Fund received a grant in the amount of $340,000 to purchase SCBA equipment, and therefore we need to augment this unbudgeted resource and expenses. The Fire General Fund, the budget was created before the current union contract was signed on September 15, 2020, and was retroactive to July 1, 2020. The late signing caused a discrepancy in the budgeted wages and benefits. Because of this, the 2021 budget was needed to be augmented and have a transfer. So the augment is in the amount of $317,020, which is coming from an increase in ad valorem that was unbudgeted, and $182,988 transfer from their contingency. This will be distributed in wages and some benefits. I also need to mention that the resolution in your packet had the wrong amount. It's actually correct in the agenda at $317,020. I did give the clerk a new resolution with the correct amount on it. And the Fire Mutual Aid, this is an in-and-out fund, which it's always kind of hard to actually pinpoint the budget. This time we shot low, and they actually worked in more out-of-district fires, so we have an unbudgeted revenue of $300,000, which will be then shown in the expense side as $200,000 increase in the wage expense, $50,000 in the employee benefits, and $50,000 in supplies and services.
All right. Is there any public comment? Thank you, Jennifer. Is there any public comment regarding items, 23 through 25? Not seeing any. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, anything?
No, thank you.
All right, would you entertain a motion, please?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. I, Fire Commissioner Mitchell, pursuant to NRS 354.598005, move to approve the following. Resolution number 21-621 to augment the 474 Fire District Capital Projects Fund in the amount of $340,000. Transfer of funds within the 474 Fire District General Fund in the amount of $182,988 and Resolution 21-622 to augment the 474 Fire District General Fund in the amount of $317,020 and Resolution number 21-623 to augment the 474 Fire District Mutual Aid Fund in the amount of $300,000.
I will second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that. Moving right along to item number 26 is to recess or convene as the Story County Water and Sewer Board. 1 second, please. Item number
three. Oh, I
got it covered.
Okay. All right, bringing us on to item number 27, This is discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible approval of transfer of funds within the Story County Water Fund in the amount of $37,000 pursuant to NRS 354.598005. And item number 28, consideration and possible approval of transfer of funds within the Virginia Divide Sewer Fund in the amount of $9,000 pursuant to NRS 354.598005. Jennifer?
Okay. So the water and sewer funds are both doing transfers within their own fund. So there is no augmentation or resolution. The amount of the transfer in water is $37,000, which is split between retiree subsidy insurance at $23,000 and system maintenance at $14,000. This will be going into wages in the amount of $37,000, and this is mainly due to staffing changes within Public Works. The sewer fund will have a net transfer of $9,000. This will be from health insurance at $7,000 and system maintenance $2,000, and this will be transferred into wages in the amount of $9,000. Neither one of these transfers will have a net increase in expenses or revenues.
All right. Thank you for that, Jennifer. Is there any public comment regarding items number 27 and 28? Not seeing any public comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
Nope.
Nor do I. Would you entertain a motion then?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, pursuant to NRS 354.598005, move to approve the following: a transfer of funds within the Story County Water Fund in the amount of $37,000, and a transfer of funds within the Virginia Divide Sewer Fund in the amount of $9,000, neither of which will result in a net change in spending.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you very much for streamlining that.
Oh, much appreciated. Moving right along to item number 29. This is to recess to reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Bringing us on to item number 30, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible verification of qualifications for an appraiser consistent with Nevada Revised Statutes, NRS 244.2795, and Story County Code, Chapter 2.22.100. Story County has been approached by a property owner requesting an easement across Story County-owned property to construct a rail spur and driveway encroachment. Property is located within the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada, located south of Denmark Drive, being parcel 2017-28 and having assessor's parcel number 005-061-52. Austin?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I'll remind us, Keith Loomis, our deputy DA, is also on. He may want to speak to some of this. Our planner, our planning department, has been working on a property out at Tri-Center that they want to locate near Pittsburgh, and that they want to do rail spurs in a driveway on county-owned property in an area where there's rail service, a spur that goes into that area. So our code requires that we have a proper appraisal done, and we have a list of appraisers, and that we have to qualify the appraiser that will be chosen. Tony Wren is on that list, and he would be the chosen appraiser to perform this duty to figure out what the cost of this easement would be. And this shows all of his qualifications and his resume.
All right. Thank you for that, Austin. Is there any public comment regarding item number 30? Not seeing any public comment. Keith, is there anything you wanted to chime in on?
No, not really. This is just, it's kind of a complicated process, but the job for the board is to approve the qualifications of the appraiser who's been was at the top of the list. If you're good with his qualifications and the information that he's provided, you would just approve him to be the appraiser.
All right, thank you for that, Keith. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions regarding item number 30?
I do not, thank you.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
I just had one question, and that was just to confirm that the applicant for this easement or it would be the ones paying for the appraisal. Is that understanding correct? I believe that's what was listed in the item.
Yeah, all the costs would be borne by the applicant.
The costs would be borne by the applicant. Very good. Thank you.
All right. I do not have any questions. So if you don't have any more, you'd entertain a motion. That'd be great.
Yep. In accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to verify the qualifications of Anthony J. Wren and Associates to perform an appraisal of land associated with an easement for a proposed rail spur and driveway encroachment identified as parcel number 2017-28, assessor's parcel number 005-061-52, located within the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, McCarran, Story County, Nevada.
I'll second that motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you for that, Austin. Moving right along to item number 31. This is a discussion for possible action. Consideration of possible approval of business license second readings, A through E. Is there any public comment regarding these business licenses? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you entertain a motion?
I'd be happy to. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the second reading of the business licenses listed A through E in item 31 of today's agenda.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Welcome to Story County to these businesses. Bringing us to item number 32, this is the second time we're going to do public comment regarding any topic. You got 3 minutes. Is there any public comment out there? Not seeing any public comment. We will... is there any public comment?
No.
Oh, sorry. Moving on to item number 33. This is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. I will say I wish everybody a happy 4th of July, and we will see you at our next meeting on July 6th. This meeting is adjourned.